I see the world in a swirl of hues, but my favorite color is shame. Tonight the sky is painted. Tonight the sky is painted. Melancholy, and the wind sings songs as if it would the man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to week three, the third time is the charm. We are here in beautiful Hellion Studio, and we are bringing you Jump the Smarks. The question that begs, it needs to be answered. Has wrestling jumped the Smarks? Kevin Hellion says it jumped the Smarks this week.
It has not jumped the Smarks yet, but we will keep you updated as to its whereabouts.
Yes, we will. And on today's show, we have a lot of topics to cover. There's a new Raw general manager. What else are we going to talk about? The return of William Regal.
The continuing saga of Santino Marella and Beth Phoenix.
Oh, yes. How can we forget?
We have the SummerSlam card heating up.
Mm-hmm. No pun on heating up there.
Or maybe there was.
Okay.
The continuing saga of Edge and Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, yes.
Which is always entertaining.
And I want to just mention, I am bringing up the topic that Paul Heyman is in a summer blockbuster movie.
Paul Heyman.
I don't know if you guys have seen this. Have you seen it?
I'm not aware.
Are you aware of this? If you guys are at home, obviously, hopefully listening on the computer. If you heard that was Kevin Soda.
Sorry, I need two hands open.
Yeah, exactly. He's a douche. Guys, haven't seen this yet. Pineapple Express. Have you seen the movie poster from Pineapple Express?
I thought I had.
There's a man. A man and a man, three in a row.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's in the middle. To the right is James Franco. And to the left, Paul Heyman. Have you seen this?
I have not seen
Go right to Google right now. Look it up, folks. I kid you not. I'm going to pull it up here for Kevin. Giving some theme music for you guys.
Is it a beautiful brand of skullet that we have here?
Oh, just wait till you see this. I'm surprised I haven't pointed this out to you before.
I have not seen it.
And I heard Siskel and Ebert give this movie two thumbs up.
That's amazing.
And Kevin Nash gives it two quad tears up.
Well, that is an amazing posthumous two thumbs up.
Yes.
Considering not only is Gene Siskel dead, but so is the show.
Oh. All right, here it is, Kevin. Come here and look at this.
Oh, come on.
Look at this. It's Paul Heyman.
It's not Paul Heyman.
Come here, look at it.
Thug life.
Paul Heyman, folks. So anyways, enough chatter.
The Pineapple Express and the Heyman
That's
Hustle
right, baby.
Together at
yeah.
last.
First he brought you the Rock and Roll Express. Now he brings you the Pineapple Express.
You think you can beat Seth Rogen?
Okay.
All right, anyway.
All right, into the actual show here. The biggest news would have to be...
Mike Adamly. Never saw it coming.
Never saw. That's what she said.
Aww.
But he is the new GM of Raw. What happened? I blinked. I missed it. Did my TV skip? No, he just messed up. What?
No. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about the live?
Yes, live.
Crowd?
Well, if you notice that the TV audience didn't see this, but I thought to myself, too, he didn't pop up like Rey Mysterio Jr. just in the ring.
Right.
Shane pointed to him, and then all of a sudden he's in the ring already.
Now, watching it on TV,
it was good. It was a good cut. I thought, it was a good cutaway.
Right. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. You're on Shane. Shane says it's Mike Adamly.
Looks
turn
like
around.
He's going to point to himself.
Mike's. Yeah, I totally thought Shane was going to do the swerve and point
Mike's
to himself.
Mike's behind Batista and Cena.
Mike's behind Cena and Batista, but framed in between them as well. He's got the mic in his hand. So when it says it's Mike Adamly, and there he is. Hey, guys, what's up? With this big shit-eating grin on his face. I thought, well, that's cool. And the audience probably thought that Mike Adamly was getting in the ring to interview Cena or Batista for some reason. However, reading live results, apparently, as soon as Shane went out, Mike Adamly dove for a mic and tried to get into the ring. And, you know, they got, like, the producers and whatnot wearing black that are all kind of positioned around the ring.
Yeah. Told him to go back to the booth.
Yeah, sit down, you fool. We haven't revealed that it's you yet, but he was so excited.
Well, he kicked back into old running back mode.
Yeah, so the live crowd knew it was going to be him, you know, a minute or two before the rest.
I don't think it's not that big of a deal to me.
No, it's not like ruining something months ahead of time. Mm-hmm. It's not like taping an angle that's going to change the face of Raw and it leaks. You know, you got a 2-minute jump on the rest.
All right.
Of us.
It doesn't matter.
But I think the storyline potential here is going to be great. We already know from spoilers he's off of ECW.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Grisham's going to be
filling
in.
Todd Grisham is filling in. You guys have noticed that. Does he do a good job? We haven't watched ECW yet, but let's predict. Does he do a good job?
Better than Adam Lee,
better than Adam.
But Taz will still be carrying
it. Yeah, it's going to be like Todd Pettengill also.
Yeah, he's better than Todd Pettengill. At least he seems to care about wrestling and know something
about
wrestling.
Yeah, but he looks like
maybe,
him.
Maybe Sean Morey.
All right.
Sean Mooney.
Sean Morey.
Who was it, Sean Mooney in the 80s?
Yeah, I think so.
That would announce for them?
I think it's Lord Alfred Hayes-esque.
What is it with you and dead announcers?
I love it. It's our all dead show. We had an interview with Owen Hart later tonight.
and
if you're lucky, if we still have fans out there, Chris Benoit will take care of them. But anyways, that's what we do to the other podcasts. We Harry carry them. Another dead announcer. All
right. Do you think he's going to come out and screw up matches every week, screw up names every week, like be a terrible GM as he was a terrible announcer?
You know what? I don't think. I think he'll be a fine GM. They won't do that. And this is because with play-by-play is completely different than getting your lines and acting, a lot of pre-taped segments. I mean,
you think it'll be pre-taped or live?
They're going to do some backstage segments first, I'd imagine.
Like, hey, Mike Adamley from the GM office, but he won't come out.
He might come out like once, twice, but he won't say a lot. He might come out like during the first segment, maybe. But I mean, and he's not bad in front of a live audience. Like when he would do random things about random nothing. I mean,
I will predict if they at some point. I really want to see them do this. I want him to come out to announce a match that will take place later tonight. But because of his terrible announcing, he screws up the name and puts the wrong person in the match. I really, really want to see it.
Like what though? Like what would he?
I'm trying to think of someone with similar names. Which of course WWE doesn't
do. Yeah, Lance Cade and Lance Storm.
Yeah, like he'll accidentally say Lance Storm and everyone will snicker, and then all of a sudden Lance Storm just shows up.
But to be honest, this is probably the biggest post-draft move thus far. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
It might be the only post-draft move thus far. This R-Truth.
Because he wasn't moving. Well, he moved from TNA to SmackDown, but I mean, he wasn't moving.
He's moving out of the streets into the hearts of millions.
He wasn't already there.
Yes, this is true.
Kelly Kelly's post-draft move.
Yeah. Maria, finally. When's she debuting?
Supposedly next
or
week.
This week.
You know, the episode they're taping tonight. Yeah, for Friday's show. But she's
the
supposed
first
to show
of
up.
August,
R-Truth is supposed to show up, which could be a really interesting show.
It'll be. I don't know.
More Edge Vicky. You should have Taker show up. Triple H and Kyle.
I don't think. No, they're not going to give away Taker's return on free TV. Bless you, Kevin.
Thank you. You don't think that
why would you give
–
no. You want people to pay for the return of Taker.
SmackDown's supposed to be the new number one show.
You want people – yeah, when it moves to the My Network.
Which we don't get.
Can you not crack your knuckles into the microphone? Jeez, Kevin. He's killing you folks out there.
I'm so unprofessional.
Jeez, I know. He's so unprofessional. You should see he doesn't even have pants on, folks.
In this multi-million dollar studio, and I'm being so unprofessional.
This is a lovely studio.
I apologize. It is.
We got, you know, plasma screens around the whole place.
Yep. Bob. Two computers going on for it.
That's right. So we're like a Wi-Fi hotspot right now. What else do we have? I mean, I think we've covered it all. Thank you. This has been a great podcast. We got Paul Heyman's movie and Mike Adamley's move to Raw.
We also had William Regal's return this week against CM Punk, which, of course, everyone thought Regal would just be the GM again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though, that was a brutal match to watch. I mean, very stiff.
I liked it.
I liked it, too, but it was a very stiff match.
Yeah, Punk getting busted open for legit, not a blade job or anything.
Well, I think that was for Snitsky.
No.
That's retaliation for Snitsky.
That implies someone cares about Snitsky.
Who doesn't care about Snitsky?
No, but I think Regal looked great. I think it was partly because it's a rematch from the King of the Ring tournament before Punk won the title. So he gets a win. He gets a title win. He gets a rematch. Yeah. He gets a win back. And you get William Regal, who really can't have a bad match. Like, now that people know his style, know what he's doing, you can tell. Like, remember WCW? No one cared for him.
Yeah. I don't really think a lot of people care for
him
now, though.
No, but remember when he went out and stretched Goldberg?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, go easy on him. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he purposely exposed Goldberg for being a putz.
Yeah.
I think it was like, hey, go out there with Punk. Let's see what happens. Because Punk, you know, he's got his indie cred. He's got some martial arts training. Yeah, I don't know how serious he was at it, but he knows how to do some things.
Yeah, I guess. Of course, you being the Punk fan.
I loved it. I thought it was a great match. I went on a best of CM Punk compilation.
It wasn't the best TV match.
No.
I would have to go with the four-way in ECW last week.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a good match.
I don't know. I think it's because I knew it was Hardy going into it.
I mean, obviously it's Hardy going into it. You're not going to give it to friggin' Finley.
No, but I think it took me out of it enough.
But it was a good match.
That I didn't care. Well, are they teasing Miz and Morrison split, or was it just this is what we do in Fatal 4 Ways when you get partners
do.
In it?
I don't think they'll split. I don't think they should split, personally.
True.
Build up the tag team division is what I'm saying. I thought, once again, another tremendous performance by Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase Jr. I mean,
Michael Cole just getting beat.
Him fighting back.
So much. That was the biggest pop of the night, I think.
His punch looked like an old Eugene punch.
And we don't mean the wrestler. We just mean like
some guy
that's
named
on
Eugene.
The corner named Eugene.
Like it was awful, though.
60 years
it was
old.
Awful. I thought it was verbal Kent in there throwing punches.
It was telegraphed so much. I think Graham Bell actually sent it himself.
Oh my god, it was awful. That was almost as bad as that joke. That was awful.
He reached back and it was like he was posing. Like all the cameras got the picture. You all got it. Got it. All right.
Now, do you think this is the first punch he's ever had?
I would not be surprised.
The only other punch he's had is Hawaiian punch. Maybe a little fruit punch.
I would not be surprised. Well, he was a reporter in Iraq, so I'm guessing he wasn't punching anyone there. He was a journalism student, so I'm guessing
he's
he wasn't
not like he can donkey
there.
Punch anyone. He doesn't. I mean, he's not like he's a ladies' man.
No. Heidenreich may have done that to him.
Well, you know, because him.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. It's definitely the first punch he's thrown in WWE.
Yeah, but you know what though? That's what amazed me though is the fact that everyone hates Michael Cole. Yeah, he throws a punch. People go nuts. Crowd.
Because they hated
that
Cody
was one
so
of the.
Much.
But the thing is, Cody comes out, doesn't really get a reaction. Maybe it's because the Priceless music's so loud, because that's great music. But he doesn't get a reaction to me. Like you instantly want to boo him.
I think because it takes you. It's until they say Priceless that you're like, wait, who's coming out? Oh,
Priceless.
That's right. It doesn't have that immediate effect.
That's awful.
It's not like the glass breaking. It's not like, you know, the great theme songs now have something in that first second that you recognize. CM Punk's music has it.
CM Punk's music.
Cena's
has it.
Yes, it does.
CM Punk's music.
Batista's has it. Crime Times has it.
Crime Times.
Yo, the crowd pops. You know that they do. You get that yo going and the crowd pops because they know Crime Times.
I thought Ed Lover and Dr. Dre were on their way out. That's all right. Not like this new Dr. Dre that you kids know.
Lover and Dr. Dre.
Are they dead? That would add in more dead.
Man.
Who's the man?
I wish I knew that Lover dance right now.
Yeah, because it'd be so great on our podcast to do it.
We'll have a video in
folks,
the future.
Well, what you want you to do is go to YouTube and look up the Ed Lover dance. Okay, just tell me when you got it. Just tell me when you got it. Okay, now that you got it. Press play, and we'll just do silence for 15 seconds. Like, what do you want to do with cheese?
I don't know. We'll have video on this.
Yeah, Lover dance.
All
right, back to the wrestling, though. There's a lot of wrestling to talk about. You know what, though? Once again, I want to prove why Edge is so good is because he might be the only person to get people to cheer Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, he comes out. He's on his knees because... Of course, Vicky's still in the wheelchair, you know, depending on what she has to do, I guess. And he comes out, and he plays the role of the cheating spouse very well.
It's almost like he's done it before.
That Edge is a method actor like none other.
If he's got more method than the Wu-Tang Clan.
If WWE could be on the Emmy Award nominations for Best Actor Adam Copeland as Edge should be on.
Why can't they? I mean, they could, couldn't they?
Stunning. They tried to get on the ballot for the tribute to the troops.
They usually do, though.
And they didn't pick it. No, they've never even had a nomination.
What are they usually?
They're on the ballot, but they're never in that top five.
And isn't WrestleMania up for sports, musical, or variety show?
It didn't make it.
I thought
they already narrowed it down to the
not this year, but isn't it usually though?
No, they've never even gotten a nomination.
You know, I think it might be on the Golden Globes or something like that.
Maybe, like the I don't know.
Rey Mysterio is always Latin. Superstar for the Latin Awards.
They've never been on an Emmy show for an actual nomination. Yeah. They might be on the list of, like, you know, here's 500 shows that were on this year. Let's narrow it down. They might
might be on that list.
Yeah. Maybe we'll win a Webby Award.
It's too bad, though, that, yeah. It really is too bad that they don't. But you know the thing, too, is I don't think they do, like, Best Actor. Because they still want to hold out that truth that it's all real.
Well, that our truth.
That our truth.
Well, look at American Gladiators. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, obviously there's some influence of wrestling on there. Bigger life characters, ridiculous names, lights, you know, Hogan's
it's
on
pretty
and
much
all.
Wrestling.
At the end of the show, it actually lists all the gladiators and the actors' names. It'd be like Crush is Gina Carano, Crusoe, whatever hell her last name is. Beast is Matt Morgan. Like, it actually lists them. You'll never see that in WWE.
Why would you?
I don't know.
But wouldn't that be weird, though?
I don't.
Oh, the thing crushed Vince. And let's roll the credits.
Yeah, wrestling would be weird with credits at this point. I wouldn't
what
know
about
what to
opening
do.
Credits?
I wouldn't mind an opening credits, like a highlight thing. Like, here's everyone on the show.
Like the old super, like the way Ross superstars starts. Used to be with the stars flying at you and stuff.
Yeah, and then like it'll show
their name and then the real name.
Yeah, and just have everyone on the roster so you're not like, oh well, that means that guy's on tonight, because then that kind of spoils it. You know who, you know, at some point
and
you're
Mike
gonna see
Adamly
John Cena tonight.
GM.
Yeah, but just have
like the Don Knotts.
Yeah, because it seems like during the opening they try to show everyone quickly at least once.
Yeah.
So why not just have it like John Cena, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, Triple H? So you know, if it's the first time you're tuning in, you know everyone's name right there in one shot. You know, oh, hey, who's that girl? I don't know if she's going to be on tonight or not.
Who is that girl?
I don't know her name. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. And then I think the last person's always got to be your champion.
Last person would be, you just want CM Punk.
No, but ECW's always done it. The last person shown on the montage to open shows, whoever's the
Mark
champion
Henry.
At the time. Yep. SmackDown seemed like they were doing it. I don't know if
not
they still
H.
are.
Well,
now.
H will have a permanent spot at the end.
Yeah, and then for some reason, the Raw one, the last person they showed, is Jericho.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense, though? Although he might be the best heel on Raw.
By lack of heels. All right, let's talk about Jericho and the last highlight reel.
I actually like that. The fact that they, you know what though, I would have liked it better if they did a funeral instead of the last highlight reel. Instead of a funeral for HBK, it was a funeral for Y2J. I think that would have been cooler and more clever. But then,
all right,
who am I? I mean, if you know, who am I to write? I'm not Freddie Prinze Jr., so I can't write the show.
All right,
we'll get to that later though.
Yeah. No, it would be great.
What's that, Kevin? What would be great? Oh,
if it was about half as long as it was.
Yeah.
That segment went on and on and on. And then Cade talks and is like, thank you, Chris, for doing this and this and this.
You know what would be better than having
and this. And then Chris Jericho's like, well, thank you, Liz, Cade, for bringing up that I did this and this and this. It went on way, way too long. And then there's nothing to it. I'm Chris Jericho. I destroyed Shawn Michaels. I'm not going to be joke anymore. I'm going to be serious. Lance Cade's my bitch. All right, now what?
Wait.
Oh, and Shawn Michaels will be here next week.
Oh,
kids.
By the way, I want a title shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's throw his name in the hat for a title shot.
Well, I kind of like that as far as, do you remember the SmackDown 6?
Yeah, where everyone wanted, but these aren't the SmackDown 6.
I think we got a good crew there. All right.
Who are the six? Cena, Batista, Punk.
Yeah.
You want to throw Punk in there?
Well, he's the champ. You gotta. Jericho, JBL, and Kane. That's not bad.
JBL and Kane. JBL looks sloppy on Raw. And that's just his body. Yeah, he's a great – I think he'd be a great manager. But as a wrestler, JBL, I'm sorry. You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
Tag team, stable, manager, something. I don't
him
like
him as the mouthpiece for DiBiase and Cody. Oh.
But I – all right. Cody's the star of that team.
Right now.
He's fairly good on the mic. He's not a bad wrestler at all.
See, this is what they should
He's actually got some ring logic. Like, he's got good tag team, you know, cut off the ring.
Yeah, well, I think DiBiase has two, though.
But we haven't seen anything, though. Like,
he's
I don't know
vanilla.
Anything about him
he's
yet.
He's just there.
If they replaced him with his brother, I wouldn't know. If they replaced him with Ted Sr., I wouldn't know.
I think he would know if they replaced him with Ted Sr.
They could replace
him. Wow, he's gotten really good all of a sudden.
They could replace him with freaking Ezekiel.
Zeke?
Brian Kendrick's
Zeke,
bodyguard.
Maybe?
And I wouldn't know the difference. It's just, I don't know who he is yet.
Do you think he
they
knows
threw him
who
out
he
there
is?
Like a diva they threw him up there like a diva contestant.
That's just true.
No.
But and yet he's still even that. Worse in the ring than Kelly Kelly.
All right, obviously there's no – well, I don't know. You had the four-way match, but really there isn't. Anyone for ECW title picture. It's like Mark Henry and
it'll be
Matt
Hardy.
This month. Oh, Matt Hardy's taking it, I think. But
I don't think he'll win at SummerSlam.
I think he'll be the one beats Mark Henry for
it, SummerSlam.
Though.
No, I guarantee you won't. See, right now, they're going to have him run through the entire roster, Henry. Build him up, move him to SmackDown, have Triple H beat him.
All right. Going with SummerSlam as it is now. Henry's title would have to change.
Why is that?
Do you think Triple H is losing Kali?
No.
All right. Do you think Batista's going to keep it? Or you think, or no, do you think JBL's going to get the title?
We don't even know what that match is yet, though.
True.
Because now they're saying they want to hold Jericho and Michaels. The rubber match or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
To, so,
I don't think JBL would get it if it's JBL Punk.
What you're saying basically is one.
You need the title switch. Don't you hate it when you spent $40 for pay per view
and
nothing
I'll tell you
happens?
Why, because the main event is Taker Edge. That is why the fans will go whole happy when Edge loses to Taker.
True, that has to be the final match.
Because
the raising, lowering.
Otherwise,
cage,
you're gonna have that then a Divas match.
Yeah. Oh, God. Imagine how dead the crowd would be for that if they had held Cell Divas match to calm them down and then your world title
You know what,
match
too?
After.
And just
That'd
think,
be a dead
and think
crowd.
About the Undertaker's household with Michelle McCool saying, I was higher on the card than you were, Mark. Oh, yeah? Take that.
So I saw her coming out with the butterfly
my God,
belt.
It's awful.
It's a terrible title.
Here's my thing, too.
It absolutely
why
is.
Did they make the title so big?
Why'd they make it too big for her? Like, it literally looked like she had suspenders on it because she has no ass and or hips and it wasn't being supported by anything. Which, speaking of her having no ass or hips, don't we now know the Undertaker has a certain style of woman that he likes? Tall, skinny, blonde, bleach blonde at that. Nothing to him. You know, is it because, like, it's less weight on the back of the bike?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, oh, God. And then, of all people, they have to go out and have a match with Maurice.
Oh, Maurice. God bless him, France.
I could see him turn Maria heel when they bring her out on SmackDown.
No. Fans like her too much.
Man, fans like everyone, though. All right.
They like
her
too much.
The way everything's
I'll tell you,
going
I'll
right now.
For one, I'll tell you, my favorite diva right now is Katie Lee.
Woo. She's been great, and the accent's killing
me. God.
Which, you know, the British accent's over, so why isn't Layla using hers anymore?
Yeah. Does Layla have a British accent?
She did when she was in the Divas
Search.
She's
hot, too. Speaking of, Jamie Noble, great.
Jamie Noble's great. Jamie Noble is the most underrated
Although he's
on
getting...
Raw.
He is Santino. They're the same character, basically, to me. You got an Italian and a redneck. Put them as a team.
Them
a
as
comedic
a team
duo trying to impress the ladies.
That would be good. I guess it's just because Santino's heel and Noble's face.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I guess that's a major. But, I mean, Santino's over. He's over as a heel. People are entertained as hell by him, but not Jimmy Noble. And I don't know what it is, because, yeah, you're right. They're very, very similar gimmicks. Yeah. All right. But I'll say it doesn't matter what they do with Maria.
Okay.
Because she won't be around long anyways. Because
they already got Playboy from her.
Yes, and because apparently the Playboy cover girls are cursed in WWE. Yeah. Okay, Sable, long gone.
She'll be at the next UFC event.
Yep, China's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Tori Wilson had to retire from a lackluster career because her back's terrible.
She's so hot, though.
Christy Hemme gets fired because she said the wrong thing to H or Batista. Apparently, was the big rumor.
Yeah. It's better than a big tumor.
Candice Michelle has broken her collarbone.
Would she come back?
Was it twice? I don't know. They rushed her back though, so who knows when she'll be back now?
I'd rush her back too.
And Ashley quit
for something. She's got a kid.
That's not what's really going on.
But does she have a child?
Yeah, she really does have a kid. Seven.
Jesus, how did a kid pop out of that thing?
I don't know.
Whew.
I don't know. Well, apparently she struggled so much before she had the WWE money that the kid ate and she
didn't. Oh, is that what it was?
So she just
actually thought she had a tapeworm, but it turned out it was a child.
She hit it on the beach in Survivor.
Oh, okay. That's actually, she won immunity. That's the immunity idol was her baby.
It's her baby. But, I mean, like, they, what was it? Last year, Monty Brown, Marcus Corvan has to leave. Because family issues, he was going to raise his sister's children, and they were willing to give him all the time he needed to get his life in order and still have his job waiting for him.
Yeah. Is he cut a comeback?
So if Ashley, he wrestled in Premier Championship Wrestling, some indie group this week. Yeah, came out and hit the pounds. It looked like it was on Nick Nemeth there, Spirit Squad, or Kenny Dykstra. One, like, looked just like one of the blonde guys from Spirit Squad.
Okay.
I forget which one. It looked just like him, but that looked, you know, that's a lot of indie wrestlers look,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they all look pretty much the same.
Nigel McGuinness without the hair spiked up. No. But if Ashley really just had a sick kid, she'd still have her job waiting for her. WWE's not going to be that bad. But you got an escort scandal going on.
Yeah, with her name. With her name. Now, we're not saying her. Although,
no,
if it's true. Where was this escort service located?
Yeah, yeah, and then she was like, oh, there was another Ashley Mazzaro that was running around stealing my name, trying to get my credit in bikini competitions. If you're, all right, let's say that there is. If you're just yet another hot blonde in a bikini competition, do you really need to steal someone else's name? Like, isn't there 500 million of them doing that anyways?
And...
like, I don't see it mattering. And they found pictures of this other Ashley Mazzaro. It's the same Ashley Mazzaro.
Oh, is it?
It had, like, the same tattoos and everything.
That's the thing. You got the same tattoos.
Yeah, so her lies didn't even add up.
But her tattoos did. See, you can't get rid of those tattoos, folks. Once you get them, it's not like all of a sudden CM Punk. You're not going to get CM Punk mixed up with anyone.
Have you checked by the Pepsi machine?
Okay, Santino, sell down there.
All right.
What else we got to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about this because this is big for me. Is Raw East, or just WWE brands going PG? They want to.
I think it's terrible.
It's a terrible idea. Why?
ECW's moving to 9 o'clock.
No, I heard that. What do you think? How do you think that'll impact the rating? I think they'll do worse because they're going up against House.
Oh, I never
an American
thought of
Idol,
that.
Not that there's a lot of crossover there, but House, I would imagine that a lot.
I think they'll still stay with their one rating.
They don't pull a big rating, is true.
I think you can throw whatever wrestling you want on TV, and it's going to get a one, no matter what. Like, even Heat and Velocity got ones. I think you know you put a wrestling show on the air, it's going to get at least
too
a one rating.
I mean, that's pretty much the rating we get on our podcast.
Yes.
One person.
Oh, too soon. But I think it's going to be a terrible idea. And, of course, it's Punk's nose busted open this week. You know we're going to have a blade job or something on one of the shows because it's just violence.
That's the thing. If you get cut open, The hard way.
Well, no, it's the sex versus violence thing. Like, it's PG as far as the women of WWE. Like, no one's going to be, you know, we're not going to have, like, a bra and panties match anytime soon
God
or anything
it.
Like that. But people will still get
it's
busted
ridiculous,
open.
Ridiculous, though. That it's just the way our society is.
And maybe, like, a little bit of censoring for stuff. But wasn't that the whole point of Raw? Like,
what,
Raw
now, what is the rating?
Uncooked and uncensored.
Well, that was the Attitude Era. It's a completely different time. What is it now? What is... It's not the Attitude Era. It was... What is it now? Like...
Was it now? I don't know. It's there's not a name for
that's
it.
That's how good it is.
Like, we had Hogan Era. And then we had the new WWE.
The new generation.
F, the new generation. Then that didn't work.
And then
it was Attitude, okay. Finally. With, like, you know, some stops in
yeah,
between
there's
there
a
of
few
nothing.
Holding years. But the Attitude Era ended. When did it end? Whenever Stone Cold left.
Yeah, pretty much.
2002,
I'll say
probably.
I'll say Attitude ended when WCW folded.
So the invasion angle then.
Yeah.
But now what are you doing? Like.
Yeah. Then we had WWE being the only group brand split, and I don't even know what we have now.
The Ruthless Aggression here.
No, that's come and gone already.
You know, it's just kind of. They need to. I'm sure Freddie Prinze Jr. will come up with something.
How did that happen?
I don't know. No.
For
another
those
question.
Don't
before
know, kind of
get into that.
All right.
What do you think? Right. What's a rating for a football game? Think about
no
the
idea.
Amount of collisions and
football.
Violence and the scantily clad cheerleaders.
Oh, the rate. I
know
like
the
ratings
are
ratings.
Great. Nielsen.
Oh, I'm guessing TVPG
because that's what the WWE
yeah.
is.
Yeah. And I don't know. My only guess is, like, that's why ECW thrived when it did. Because they weren't trying to be PG, they weren't trying to be cartoonish, they weren't trying to be a joke. They're just going out there, there's sex, there's violence, there's blood, there's swearing. It's for 18 and up. You don't like it?
Fuck off.
Change now, we don't care. Yeah.
Had to get our first swear word in, I think, for the show.
And that's why they thrived, I think. Like, you want to see Doink the Clown? Screw okay. you.
So, nice. Freddie Prinze Jr., you guys might not know him. I don't think many people know who he is. Apparently, he's what...
Fred from
apparently
Scooby-Doo.
Apparently, he's what you call an actor who hasn't been in anything since...
He was in Scooby-Doo. He was in I Know What You Did Last Summer. He was in She's All That.
Did you pull up a bio on him?
Yes,
look
I did.
Look at you. You're all geeked.
So did I get prepared. I come out with my red notebook, much like
but,
JR.
Yeah, what was that? I thought that was the menu to JR's barbecue.
He always has a red notebook.
It's got to be sooner.
I don't know if he buys them in bulk or what.
You know, it's probably got a script in there. Tell him the way the show's going to go.
True. But, I mean, they all come out with notes. Like, Foley just has a wadded up notebook. He
well,
flaps
that's
because
he's writing his next novel. What a novel idea. Life Behind the Desk by Mick Foley.
He
trademark
would.
That. Trademark
I
that.
I would not be surprised
trademark
if he had a
Life
one.
Behind the Desk. How do you trademark things? Does anyone know? Where's Wikipedia?
Life Behind
that's
the
a great
Desk.
Name for a book.
By Mick yeah. Foley.
By Foley Day, Mick. No, but Freddie Prinze Jr., apparently he's a fan.
Well, he's one of the ones you always see front row, but I wouldn't hire the freaking guitarist ZZ Top to be my next
yes,
writer.
But you would hire a movie star to be your next champion. This is where me and you differ. You're a big David Arquette fan.
Freddie Prinze Jr. has a belt.
No.
I'll flip.
No, but you know what, though? I'm happy to see that Hollywood writer, he's written movies before, and
right.
he actually
and
is a fan of wrestling. I think, and if you're...
He'll
and
treat
he
it
seems
seriously.
Like he's a smart enough guy. I mean, he is married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Nice pick
but
there.
But he seems like a smart enough guy to understand. Hopefully he watches all wrestling. You know, and hopefully he's going to do better.
Well, it seems like a lot of the celebrities do watch all wrestling. Like Billy Corgan, their Smashing Pumpkins, was at, you've seen him at WWE shows, ECW when they were their own company, and WCW shows, and
yeah.
TNA shows. Like, he's just overall wrestling fan. He's in the same town they're doing a show. He'll be there. You know, so maybe Freddie Prinze Jr. is along those same lines, in theory. But, I don't know.
See,
it's just
no,
like,
but here's my thing.
I think
my
the
thing.
Only reason they wanted...
You say you wouldn't hire... you if you were the WWE, you wouldn't hire him. Why, though? He's got what you're looking for. He's got a Hollywood background.
I think the only reason they want to do it is so they can get more Hollywood people. does Freddie Prinze Jr., like, does his entourage really roll that deep that he could be like, hey.
you just wish you were in Freddie Prinze Jr.'s entourage.
You know how I did that movie for you, you know, at a low pay? Why don't you do something for me and show up on Raw this week? Like, they really think they're going to get a huge crossover appeal?
But I'm just happy.
Their last celebrity was Cousin Sam.
Is he a celebrity?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. We got Jenny McCarthy for some reason this weekend, Saturday Night's main event.
I forgot that was this weekend.
Yeah, the tapings don't look that
No,
great.
That's because Punk's champion. It's the Punk era.
He's not in
he
it.
Comes down.
He does commentary for it.
CM Punk, the man behind the desk. Book it. No, but I'm just saying, it's good, though, that you have a fan who actually watches wrestling, not some Joe Schmo who's just going to come in and not understand it.
Well, there was
and here's the thing, too, is say if he has great ideas. Say if he is actually a good writer. He will probably be the only one that could stand up to Stephanie and be like, you don't
know.
Fire him, and then they lose their Hollywood connections, which is why they hired him.
True.
You know?
We'd have to wait years for that, for him to feel he's
Well, she's gone. She's got pregnancy leave.
Yeah,
so who is the head of Laronitis?
No, Laronitis is talent relations. Michael Hayes is second on SmackDown.
Hayes is in SmackDown.
Bruce Pritchard, well, Brother Love
does
there.
Does he take over with Stephanie out? How long will she be out, too?
Well, as long as she needs to. Her and Hunter have a traveling bus that they take so they can have their kids on it. And, you know, they got like a rock band bus.
Do you know who's got kids, too? Half the superstars.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Ashley Mazzaro, I mean, she had to leave. If only they gave her a bus. She could screw guys in the back for some money.
Hey-o. Woo, woo, woo. I'd ride that bus. She'd actually have to take a train.
Yeah.
Wait. What did they name the kid? The first one's a
Murphy?
Yeah.
Murphy?
They were
Murphy
big Candace Bergen fans.
I was like, Murphy? Really? The only thing I can think is they're going to call her by the middle name, and they wanted to give tribute to someone. Like, maybe they had a relative. One of them had
Uncle
a relative
Murph.
Die in the last year. Uncle Murph.
It's like Murphy something. Murphy's what is it?
Murphy Claire.
Murphy,
Murphy something with a C. Murphy Brown. It was something with a C. Murphy Candace Bergen.
There you go. It probably is Candace.
That'd
Let me look
funny.
That up. Again, Paul Heyman and the Pineapple Express. Love it. But
I don't understand having Freddie Prinze Jr. in it. I just don't think it'll be like, oh, Brad Pitt's going to appear on Raw tonight because him and Freddie Prinze Jr. had a poker game. You know, I don't understand it. And so I saw an interview within the last week with a former writer for WWE. And he was saying when he went in, he had watched wrestling for years.
He said he sounded like a fan.
So he didn't want to say, yup. He was just like, hey, you know, Michael Hayes loved you in the Freebirds or whatever. And they're like, dude, you sound like a mark. You sound like an idiot. Okay, then I'll pretend I don't know what's going on. Oh, what, you don't know our own product? You're an idiot. So he couldn't win. Either way. And I still say the people they should hire is comic
writers.
You've
been saying that for years?
Yep. Used to writing new stuff every week, every day even for some of them because they're writing multiple books. Used to having to deal with tons of years of history. Used to having to deal with heroes and villains, good guys and bad guys. And having to give a reason for them to fight every single month.
You think, though, wrestling would be the easiest thing to write? Because, no, and I'll tell you why.
No.
Because basically wrestling is, I don't like you. I'm better than you. You've crossed me. Let's fight about it. It should be that simple. I mean, you got to come up with creative ways. But those are the main motivations. Oh, you stole my girl. You got what I want. Jealousy.
Yeah,
and I just want to point this out. I just went to WWE.com to see they haven't congratulated Stephanie on the baby yet, which they did with the first one.
Right.
And
right.
TVPG is for all audiences, you know, but they're touting that they were number one among men 18 to 49 on Friday night SmackDown. Play to your audience. So that's all I gotta say. But anyways, go back.
All right.
I don't know. That's why I stopped you.
Oh, so, all right, there was a shoot interview with Raven. I can't remember if it was by Ring of Honor or RF Video or both before they split. But he was talking about how when you're writing wrestling, when you're the booker, there's only a couple of reasons. You're going after a title. You're going for revenge. Or you're trying to get back something the other guy stole. Maybe it was money. Maybe it was a woman. Maybe
Murphy
it was pride.
Claire. Murphy Claire.
Murphy Claire. You're trying to get something back. And those are the only reasons that you ever need to have a match. You don't need to have it for any other reason. But, yeah, you got to come up with creative reasons for it. It can't just be like, well, I want a belt, so I got to defend it, and you want the belt. Like, you need a reason.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, I want a title shot. Jericho.
I would say it was probably easier in territory days because you had your limited audience and you knew what they wanted. But now your New York crowd is different than your California crowd is different from your Southern crowd is different from your Midwest crowd. Like, they all pop for different stuff. A Jerry Lawler Memphis match would not get over as well in other areas of the country. You know, a California match is way different because you got a luchador
it's
influence.
A Latin,
you, you know, your Mexican influence there. Yeah. So I think it's tougher now to have to book stuff that everyone around the country is going to want to see, which is why it's good to have our two-hour shows. We got our comedy match. We got our this match. We got our that match. We got our cruiserweight match. We got, you know, our potpourri of styles. And then your main guys are the guys that can work that anyone likes a style, which is still rare.
So, yeah, I agree. It's got to be, I mean, it's hard, but I'm just saying, like, but that's match style more than storyline. For storyline,
right, I mean,
it's pretty simple. There's like five ways.
All right. All right,
but they seem to fuck it up by coming up with just ridiculous. But I know they're trying to be
like,
over the top.
Right, but I would say if you're the writer, it's difficult to go into the different territories or, you know, what's left those areas now because we'll take like Mark Henry, Matt Hardy. All right, well, Matt Hardy can do this style, and he's from Carolina, so we can get him over for being Southern, if we need be, against a large black man. Like, there is still racism in wrestling.
Yeah,
in the
and Michael Hayes.
And Michael Hayes.
I'm laying the smack down on those darkies since 2005.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, hey, Mark Henry, we're going to have you win this week, but we're in Georgia. Let's say. I'm trying to think of a Southern
whatever.
State. You know, nothing against anyone in Georgia.
Take those, hot Atlanta. Hate them.
You know, they're just like, hey, you're not going to get over. We know it's going to be a racist crowd tonight. You're going to win next week.
You think they stake him in? Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of racism in the crowd. But look look at this too. Look at wrestling fans. Majority are, I'm going to say this here, lower class, uneducated white folk. I mean, for a majority,
you're just said the majority are uneducated and white. Yeah, me throwing in race.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like. Obviously, you have different people, and you know, but that's one of the things. When you tell someone, though, when you go, I like wrestling, and they're like, oh, they feel sorry for you. And you kind of feel like, maybe I shouldn't tell. Like, say, if you meet a new girl or something, you're like, I don't think I should tell her I'm a wrestling fan here.
I think we should have a question of the week.
All right.
Okay. For the people that listen to the show, download it, whatever. And I would like the responses.
Oh, wait. Ready? Plug. What is our email?
HellionsMagazine.
Can you spell that out for the people?
HellionsMagazine @
How do you spell
Gmail? And Hellions Magazine.
Is it GMAILE?
No, that'll take you places you don't want to go. However, that is leading into my next point. But yes, HellionsMagazine@gmail.com. Hellions Magazine is all one word.
Wow, that was good. You've been practicing that.
We do have the racism in wrestling. We do have stuff that doesn't get over. And I'll show you. All right, if you think I'm making too big of a leap to saying that I would not put over
in
Mark
Georgia
Henry or Crime Time or someone of African American. We don't
no,
want
let's
to
just pick
say
Georgia.
Georgia. I don't want any Georgia listeners
Georgia.
To be mad.
In Georgia.
But say... We would have a crowd that was potentially racist. Thus, we can't put over a black African-American, which I hate that term as well, but that's a whole another thing. Person, we can't put someone over for a title because it's going to be racist crowd. We could get a bad reaction. So, yeah. You only need to go so far to realize, well, of course we still have racist, ignorant crowds because look what we do every once in a while when we pull out a gay storyline.
Yeah.
Billy people Chuck. Hate it. If it was mature, sensible people, we'd have someone gay on the show and it'd just be like, yeah, he's gay.
Imagine that.
Like
a gay
any other
character
show.
On wrestling. No one wants to wrestle him. No, I'm just saying his storyline purposes. Right.
That was like Goldust. When he would have like the razor thing written
no,
on
but
him.
People
and
would
just
still,
kinda,
but like just him being ostracized and him like threatening to sue Adam Lee and company. That would be great.
No, it would be great. No. He constantly moves up the ladder because he's undefeated because no one wants to wrestle him. So he gets like
Ricky
DQ
Ortiz.
Or count out wins.
The Latin assassin. I think that would be great.
But he constantly moves up. He gets a title shot because no one's wrestled him. So it's like he's beating everyone along the way. That could be fun. But yeah, Billy
Although,
and Chuck,
you know what's funny, though, is then when they do the wedding, it pops the biggest rating.
Well, because you know
but look at TV, though. I mean, now there's more gay characters, but there's really not huge amounts.
No, but it's there. It's not swept under the rug. Freaking Bewitched. Okay.
Let's go back. Let's go back. When you guys weren't born, folks.
Bewitched had the kooky neighbor, Paul Lynde, who Roger on American Dad, the voice goes, you know, is a mockery of it, is obviously gay. Is flaming
but they don't
gay.
Say that.
Is so gay, if he ran for president, he'd be on $3 bill. Just gay as gay can be, and they don't say a word about it. They don't say a thing. They don't play up to it. They're not like, oh, hey, he's gay. It's just like, oh, he's quirky. Oh, aren't you a little fruity? So we've come far enough now that's just like, oh, hey, he's a gay character. Or
but that's just going to happen as soon as the baby boomers get weeded out. I think our generation just won't care. I think we're the colorblind generation.
I think,
let's be honest, we're the ones propelling Obama into running for president, and it's only a matter of time before, you know what I mean, gays are more prominent.
I think our parents are less racist
and
than the
like
previous
half-life.
Generation. We'll be further, yeah. We'll never get perfect, but I think there's much less.
It's more tolerant now. It's more tolerable.
Yeah.
At least, you know, in public. What people say behind their doors or what they say behind their doors in their own living room.
Yeah, but why not just like,
who
you know, he's
no,
gay.
We don't care. I mean, I have no
Orlando
problem with
Jordan
you.
Wasn't one of the reasons he got tossed.
Come on,
he
totally skipped over that. No.
Yeah. But wasn't one of the reasons he was tossed because he was bringing around his boyfriend?
I think that was because he was black, but that's right.
Well, I mean, Pat Patterson's still there, so.
No, but, like, who was the last gay character in wrestling?
Rico?
When was he? Like, how long ago? How many years ago?
Well, it was Rico. Billy and Chuck, and Chuck's left and come back and grown
out
his hair.
He's a biker now. Now he's playing the character, he's playing a lesbian character.
Billy's, wow. Billy's been in TNA for a while.
Yeah. He's the James
I'd
gay.
Say 3 years at least.
Still isn't Stuart
no,
James, the leader of the...
No,
remember
James.
On Raw?
James. Mickey James' father, Stuart James, leader of the James gang. Wrong company, jackass.
That is funny.
None of them work for us. Well, all right, Scott Armstrong's a ref for ECW, but really none of them work for us.
But yeah, but there really hasn't. They haven't really done the gay character in a while, and I think the gay character and people are just like, yeah, he's like, you know what I mean? Because it's taboo. It would.
I'm surprised TNA hasn't.
They're probably, you know, they're a Southern promotion.
True. True. They are. TNA is like WCW 2.0.
They're WCW light.
A lot of the same stuff. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm still
I swear to God, people, I showed Kevin my TV. I'm just, for some reason, it's just Spike TV. You can't watch TV. It's hard.
Yeah, it's still, like little corner there, little Spike logo looks like I don't know. I'm watching.
Yeah, it's awful.
Spice TV when I was a kid. It's just that one corner is so bad, and then everything else kind of skips with it.
It's like my TV has cerebral palsy. One half of it is. Yeah, I went there.
Man,
it's like watching JR on TV.
All right, I want to go.
What do we got?
Okay, I can go off on a rant on the ECW.
You do whatever you
belt.
Want. I don't care.
All right. Well, I'm seeing what you'd rather
do. Can we get some theme music in here? I wish that we had a higher budget for the show.
Or the little spoiler things that are going around for what the Kane storyline is.
How long of a rant are these?
ECW is nothing. All right,
just make that point and we'll move on to Kane. Because Kane's the juicier story here.
All right, we complain about it being a
white gold.
Texas team.
What the hell? It's like, huh? The record skipped him.
Rutro Freddy.
What the hell was that?
So, that was Scooby.
You know what? This show is wrote the show.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
See how it all comes together, folks.
Scooby Doo.
All right, just go on. Fucking
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. So, the silver belt. All right, then I got thinking, looking around and all. There's been a lot of silver titles, though. Like, it's not like this is the first time they've done it. Okay, the old NWA title, which TNA had for a while, had silver on it, too. TV title in WCW. Most the
I think, you know what?
I think
it was
like Mid-South title looked like
the
United States.
Secondary belts be silver? And have the main belts be gold, like the world championships be gold, and have like Intercontinental and USA
then what would you do with tag?
Be silver, like
what
bronze.
Would tag be then?
No, tag would be gold because they're the world.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
as
exactly.
High as you can get for
wouldn't
tag.
That be a good idea? You know, the X Division
belt
be foam.
So... Oh. The Intercontinental title looks
cool. Oh, I know.
So
I love
cool,
the look.
Though.
It's always been my favorite.
Like, it looks
although
cool.
I love the eagle.
Yeah,
the
oval
the old
one looks
belt.
Cool. The three bars on the side thing. For it just, it's always looks so cool. I don't want it to go silver. U.S. title, I don't
bring
care about
European.
So much. I like how it looks, but I don't care. I'm surprised they don't. It's not a bad
it's
belt.
Not a bad belt. It's underrated belt.
Like, it was nice to
they
have something
really should
else
come
there.
Out with a cruiserweight
you
belt.
Know? I'm wondering if when Gregory Helms comes back, he's going to bring it with him. That'd be a great title for SmackDown ECW being together. Cruiserweight title. Throw it out there. It could be on either show. That I totally think they should bring it back with Helms.
It should, and it's got to be the weight class, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
not an X Division
there's
one.
No limits.
All right. Kane thing. Okay.
So, wait. Your rant, your point... You're a big
like,
rant here that we had to vote between.
I'm going.
We don't
back.
Even have enough time for Kane. I don't even want to discuss Kane.
I'm going back.
Some belts were made in
silver.
Silver
belts are crap.
What? Wow.
I'm accepting the belt. I'm retracting what I said before. I still think the Divas belt looks awful, but the ECW belt is a little more acceptable now. I like it a little more this week.
I'd like it. A,
that's all I'm saying.
You know
I'm
going
what, back
though?
On what I said
it's
before.
It's just the fact that it's all silver. It looks like they put a platter on leather.
I think it's just because we haven't had a silver belt
also,
in forever.
Just like I'm not a huge fan of the old WCW belt.
It's not
the
Raw belt now? The 15-pound
gold?
I love that belt.
Gold.
I like how it looks better than the spinner belt.
You know what's odd, though, is that they still have the spinner belt.
Yeah, I thought
You've
they would change
You've sold enough
it by
foam
now.
Spinner belts. They must sell like crazy.
I say by Mania.
But get rid of it.
They change the belt. I think Mania, or the next night in Raw, there will be a new belt replacing the spinner. Mania 25, new star.
But he's,
I think you should always keep the 15 pounds of gold belt around, though.
Love
the
it.
Ric Flair
See,
belt.
See, it's just so much gold.
I think that has more. I think that has
oh,
the most
yeah,
history
does,
of any of the belts right now, though. Even though it hasn't been around
Unless
that
they brought
long,
back the European.
It's an iconic, yes. It's just, it's. I think it's the most iconic belt right now. If you gave me $300, I had to buy one of those championship
Why
belt
is
replicas,
it, folks,
I'd buy
that when
that
I
belt.
Go to a friggin' show, Why is it the fatter you are, the more belt you have? What
you
the
have
hell?
More pants to hold
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm a thin man here. But it's just like, you know, it's just like, oh, that guy's got one belt. He weighs like 230. Wow, he's got two belts around both of them. He must weigh 270. And then the guy sitting next to him is 350. He's got every belt.
He's got like 400 pounds looking like Ultimo Dragon.
Jabba the Hutt's Ultimo Dragon. Nine belts. Friggin' A. All right, so what's your cane? What's the rumors on the cane? Is it
all right,
Jacob
all right.
Goodnight?
So Kane's going around.
Inside? Oh, good.
No, it's not. It's not. Kane's going around with his burlap bag of poop. And, you know, beating up people,
yeah.
Stopping matches, everything. Is he alive or dead? Now everyone's wondering who he's talking about, who the he is, for is he alive or dead, and what the hell is going on with Kane. So we talk about, could be Paul Bear, not Paul Heyman. That'd be cool, though. But could be Paul Bear.
Yeah.
Makes sense, because they killed him, in quotes.
Yep.
Could be Vince McMahon. Thank you. Could be Vince McMahon making his return. So the last thing I saw online, which I actually like this idea, is it's actually Kane himself. Okay. That he doesn't know who or what he is anymore. And he's going crazy. And the bag has his mask. And he's going to go back to the mask gimmick.
Okay. I think it's kind of.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you honestly think that the writers have gone this far? Like, I think they were just like, oh, let's just have Kane interfere. What's the reason? We'll just say shit. And it'll disappear.
No, I think
maybe
they're
he's talking about fake Kane. Maybe he's talking about fake Kane. Infestus.
Infestus
for the restus.
Deacon Kane. I think that they were.
Because, I mean, this last week, they haven't really billed every week.
No, but I think they're like, what do we do with
pull
Kane?
The trigger
well,
on something?
You know, what if we...
The night after?
Depending on what he's doing for the show. Night after maybe won't be a bad thing. But I think that they thought, all right, what do we do with Kane? We got nothing for him right now. What do we do? Well, if we put him under the mask again, all right, how do we get that far? And then Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, well, we got chased by a guy with a hook for a hand. And he had like a hoodie thing, a Gordon's Fisherman thing
much
over
like
his face.
Much like a suplex.
And he was scary. So maybe if Kane had the mask on, he'd be scary again too. And then we could get Jennifer Love Hewitt to run around with her huge breasts and a wet T-shirt.
Love the Hewitt. Hewitt. You know what I call her back in the day? Jennifer Love Hewitt Lewis in the news. Oh, sorry.
That's terrible. That's just terrible.
Anything else we got to talk about?
All right. Yes.
Oh, here we go. Here comes a five-second point.
Speaking of people with supernatural abilities, like Kane, ability to start fires and shit like that. The indestructible John Cena. And the terrible parking lot brawl.
Oh, my God. We discussed this last week.
But I didn't realize how bad
it was.
No, let's discuss this.
I'll pull that in. Parking lot brawl was bad. Right. We all know it. Let's just leave it dead. Let's not bring up horrible memories. It's like talking about a nightmare you've had.
All right. An ex-girlfriend.
John Cena, what happened to him? Head through a windshield.
Yeah.
Burnt on fire. Burnt on fire.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds
wrong.
Like
you're smoking something. Man, I got this burnt on fire last night. Anyways, he got set on fire. Whatever. He got thrown onto the windshield. Then later on the hood of the car. Okay, loses that. The next night comes out. They have the six man that night.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Something happened. Did they win? I forget. No, they lost. They lose. Whatever. So
they lost.
Next week's in a tag match. Cena takes a punch to the face and he's down for 10 minutes. What happened to the Invincible Cena? I don't get that. That's the tag match philosophy is different than singles matches. Cena can take all the amount of punishment he wants in a singles match and be fine. Tag match, he's in a sleeper hold. Yeah. He's not cold.
Yeah. Can he get the hot tag? I don't know. He must be so beat up from last night. He can only take one punch tonight. Mickey James must have worn him out.
Yeah, she banging him.
Not anymore, apparently. She released a statement through the WWE fan.
They were just really close. Are they? They're online MySpace. Are they using that for storylines?
Mickey, like a couple of them posted, and it's most
Freddie Prinze Jr.
You know who posts a lot? The missing Elijah Burke.
Hey guys, what about me?
I'm doing nothing, Elijah Burke. Like, you know, you got ECW there. Throw
well,
people
I think that's
on.
What they're doing with this new person initiative.
But Elijah
He's
Burke's not
better
bad.
Than Braden Walker.
He was talented. Better than
dude,
Ricky
the
Ortiz.
Undefeated. I don't know. Does he win tonight? Do we know?
I can't remember. Did you see the rumor about him, though?
Yeah.
The, apparently, for those of you that
don't read
the same internet wrestling sites we do.
Because I'm going to say we have the same fans that read the
But we don't read
but
the same
we see
sites.
The same, it's all the same. It's just copy and paste.
Yeah, sure. Everyone copy paste. We should totally sign up for the Observer, so just so we get the information first.
Guess we'll break the news for you guys. You know what I'm thinking about doing, actually?
By breaking news, I mean
we're
Meltzer
talking about
it,
me and Kevin are shooting around the idea of one of these times for a podcast is watching like ECW and just commenting on it the entire time, like Mystery Science Theater 3000,
a live feed,
and then you can download it to your iPod and listen to us talk about a show.
We do actually. We're going up
Aren't
on
we?
iTunes this week too. Yeah,
oh my
I've
god.
Just been lazy.
Yeah, Kevin, you might not know this has a lot to do in the day. Kevin, what'd you do today? Let's discuss this. What was your day like? Let's.
It's
what was your day like?
Podcast,
what'd you do? You made a meatball sub.
I ate a meatball
pasta on top, and then China buffet.
I ate a big bowl of pasta. Then I had Chinese buffet, and I got.
You
so
ate one plate. I played Soul Cal.
No, I ate two plates.
I had two
plus
plates.
Plus a plate of sushi. I had two and a half, because sushi didn't cover it all up. I had to space out the sushi for aesthetics.
Yeah,
exactly. I wanted it to look pretty.
Just poured wasabi,
wasabi in the middle.
All over the place.
No, I didn't use any.
A little bit.
Well, I did use wasabi.
I will say this, folks. I bought Soul Calibur 3 today. Excellent game. Pick it up. That's my video game rant for the night.
All right. I got two
SmackDown still on?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Brian Kendrick. And his new finishing move.
Yeah, what is that?
Kendrick.
Yeah, what is that?
That's
just watch Slice Bread number 2.
That's great. It's still Slice Bread number 2. Yeah.
I like Slice Bread number 2.
The Kendrick. I love Slice Bread number 2 as a name. I thought that was a clever name. I use it for things myself. Sometimes I call my penis
it. No, I just call it a slice.
But call him. They've done the cocky heel gimmick so many times, but no one's been that cocky.
That's
I'm gonna
how
call
good
my
it
move
is.
The Kendrick. I'm gonna call it the Shawn Michaels. I'm gonna call it the Chris Jericho.
I'm trying to
get the Kendrick, and I hope he has a setup to it called the Brian.
He calls that the Brian. The Brian into the Kendrick.
And maybe when he misses, maybe when he misses a spot, he'll call it the Paul London. He'll be like, yeah, I meant to.
Or he call it the Adam Lee.
Call it the Adam Lee. All right, so. SmackDown that they're taping tonight.
Yeah.
We know Maria's coming
off
out.
Of her top.
We know R-Truth is coming out.
R-Truth is he's going to be on. Who is he going to wrestle?
It says he's coming SmackDown next week.
Oh, good point.
Who isn't he going to wrestle? He's going to wrestle everyone on his way to the top. How far will
R-Truth?
He go in WWE?
Intercontinental tops.
Yeah. We're putting U.S. like a
Yeah,
step
U.S.
That,
is
guessing.
The new European, let's be honest.
ECW title?
That would be Intercontinental. Yeah, he could win EC, but he's not going to get one of the main ones because he's from a different company.
One of the main two.
He made his name in a different company. He was Kate Quick, obviously. Wow, that was a great name.
Yeah.
But I don't see him being
huge. So what about the people we haven't seen since the
Fire
draft? Carlito?
I
thought was asking to be fired. No. No. Deuce?
They repackaging him?
Yeah, I think so. Chuck Palumbo? Chuck P. Like D.H. Smith?
Why do they get these big guys that can't wrestle? I know.
That's what Vince has always done. Remember Team Sasquatch? At Survivor Series? It was Brock, Big Show, Matt Morgan, and Nathan Jones.
What happened to Nathan Jones?
Morgan's got... he was in Troy, or yeah. 300, or one
but you
of those,
know
right?
what? I must say. The performance done by Tiny Zeus Lester in Dark Knight takes the cake.
You know he's...
That's like, exactly what it...
It's Zeus!
He was better than Heath Ledger, I thought. He played his character of inmate well. Jeez, Kevin is choking. That's how good the performance was.
I almost died. So it must have been that Heath Ledger watched Zeus's performance died. And now you're just bringing it up. I almost died. And
that's what actually happened
watched.
To Heath Ledger. You overdosed on Zeus.
I was all right. It's kind of like seeing Medusa through a mirror. Like, it doesn't actually turn you into stone, but you still, you know.
Yeah, but then she'll throw your belt in the toilet or in the garbage.
Beth Phoenix, Santino Marella.
Yeah, so
I think it's best storyline on Raw.
It's entertaining. It's not really it's not like a storyline in what you would think it would be, but whatever.
I don't know where you'd go with it, but it's just fun. As soon as they come out, I'm like, I'm set. I'll be good for next 5-10 minutes here. Whatever
Santino
happened,
when he's blowing the trumpet after he won. I don't know what he's doing. It looks like he's jerking off an elephant. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's great.
It looks like he's blowing up a giant balloon.
Great. That's all I really want to discuss this week.
Yeah, how much time we got?
What do you mean, how much time? Our listeners left a while ago. We've done a while. We've done a lot of time. So, we'll give you guys a break. We'll be back next week. Let's do really quick this new segment on our show. It's called Plug Central. All right. folks, you can turn the podcast off now if you don't want to hear the plugs, but I suggest you stay in to the plugs. Kevin, plug away.
For those of you that would like to contact us, you can contact us on HellionsMagazine@gmail.com. That's HellionsMagazine,
all
one word. If you'd like to contact us or see the news that we put up every week about comics, wrestling, MMA, you can find us at HellionsMagazine.wordpress.com or that was HellionsMagazine.wordpress.com. HellionsMagazine.wordpress.com. Or you can make friends with us on MySpace, myspace.com/HellionsMagazine.
Okay, Hellions Magazine, everything.
Yes, or you can visit our friends at EmpireHardcore.com. Yes, they are. And they're posting weekly now. Their schedules aren't matching up, as we know.
But it's just two of us. It's pretty easy.
And it's three of them. I do sympathize with them.
Nice. Anything?
They are also online, myspace.com/EmpireHardcore as well.
Anything else, Kevin?
Nope. I'm sending out some feelers. I'm hoping to have someone review a couple shows for us. Heartland Wrestling Federation. If you remember, Les Thornton? Is that his name?
Great. So now when he listens, he'll be like, "This jerk."
No, it wasn't. But do you remember when MTV had the "I Want to Be a Wrestler"?
Rapid Delivery, Rory Fox.
And Rapid Delivery, Rory Fox. The older guy that was training him, his name was Les. I can't remember his last name right now. I want to say Thorne. His promotion is still running. I got someone through MySpace that's going to review that for us and a couple other indie promotions. So I have a lot more on the site coming up.
Big things popping.
I do what I can.
Little things stopping.
Little things stopping.
Kevin, would you like to add anything? No, I think Kevin, would you like to add anything? All right.
No, I think that's
this
perfect way to sign
Sweet
off.
Sweet Manny Treats. Kevin Hellions. Kevin,
and
say goodbye.
Kevin Hellions.
All right, and we are tag teaming the Hellions internet fans. One podcast at a time. See you next week, folks.